Okay. What is the wildest thing you've stored somebody's name under on your phone?
The wildest name, their occupation.
That's not really wild, though.
But I haven't really, maybe like an emoji, an eggplant emoji. I've done that once, and then other times it's just been like their occupation. So whatever they do, like.
So I give them a name that reminds me of them, of something they did or something that they have or a specific thing they look like.
For example,
all right. My very first boyfriend was fat, and I used to call him Tubby.
wait. What was his name?
His name, Tubby.
Why?
Because he was fat. Fucking
the tub? Oh, like Tubby? Tubby?
Like big. I don't know. Tubby.
Okay. What's another one? Shout out to Tubby.
Nah, fuck him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we don't like him. He's persona non grata here.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, then, my best friend and I used to call this guy Moco in high school. Self-explanatory, really. Translation
for our non-Spanish speaking viewers, Moco is booger, like snotty. So I'm assuming that he was a snotty boy?
No, he just every so often had like a big-ass booger in his nose.
Ew. Okay, so Moco, give me another one, third one.
All right, so I had this guy saved under as the spitter. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was his name.
That's also self-explanatory.
Yeah, it kind of is.
So is that like a all the time thing though? Like spitter was like you guys incorporated spit in the sex all the time?
He was the first one to do it to me.
Okay. But it wasn't all the time?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of just happens. Now it's just like it just happens.
It does happen. My first time was definitely like it just happened. It was not spoken about before. It was just like in the moment. And
I mean,
oh shit. So going back now.
Right.
Welcome guys to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. What's up? This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby.
And this is your girl, Dory.
And with us this week, we have another anonymous guest.
Right.
We're going to refer to him as Iz. Iz.
Going on, everybody.
You got to pick up the mic, baby. Speaking to the mic. What's up?
Going on? Chilling.
So our question, have you ever had like someone stored a woman's name under like a wild name or anything like that?
Can't really say anything wild like that, but I would just really store them as the towns or cities that they were in. So like
the town that they were from?
Yeah. So like
I have a question.
So would you like forget their actual name?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a problem. So like I would just if I introduce them to my like me and my mans, we got a thing that if we're chilling and we run into each other or like he comes into the crib, we roommates, he comes into the crib and I'm chilling, he introduces himself and we already give the name out. So that the other person has to give their name, like,
just in case
we forgot, because it's happened a few times. So it's like, you know,
that's crazy.
Because how it never ceases to amaze me.
You don't use
the
person's name that often while you're chilling with them.
That is true.
Yeah, I guess.
I always thought that like men use like little pet names, oh babe, mommy, or whatever. Ew. Like when they kind of
don't be so cliche.
Don't be trusting those men that just be using nicknames. Like, just randomly, like, quiz them. Be like, yo, what's my name? Yo. Destiny Child that shit. Like, yo, what's my name?
I did that to someone once. I was like, yo, I don't think I've ever heard you say my name. I was like, you know my name, right?
He's like, yeah, Superhead.
Yo. I hate you. And he still wouldn't say it.
Bitch, he didn't remember your name at all.
He better remember my name.
Yo, my name is very difficult. Oh, he knows my name.
Texted you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My name is difficult to remember, though. Like, I'm going to put my full government out there because I don't be trusting y'all motherfuckers. But it's difficult to remember, though. Like, shit, even teachers had a hard time remembering my shit in school. So what am I expect a man to remember my name? That's why I cut it to Haiti. That's easier to remember.
Yeah.
And a lot of people would be like, oh, so like the country Haiti? Yes, Haiti. Not spelled like it though, but yeah.
That's a hell of a comparison.
I be your peeps, a Dominican man. Ugh. So what's going on? What's new this week?
Shit. So I'm going to say I had a rough week this week. And I don't know. Haiti told me that I was possessed yesterday. She said, where's my friend? Bring my friend back. Like,
yeah,
what
the fuck, bitch? Yeah, she was acting like a totally different person. And listen, I'm over there. I understand, you know, it's when we got mood swings and shit like that. So it doesn't directly affect me. But she was having, like, these random spurs of, like,
anger.
Of anger. And then she'll just, like, she'll go to social media, like, shut the fuck up. Like, she never does that. This bitch is super friendly. Like, she's happy 24/7. So when she's acting that way, I'm just side-eyeing her, like,
what's wrong with
giving
you?
Giving her the bombastic side-eye. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It was a rough week, all right?
Yeah, I was this close to visiting the Catholic Church and getting some holy water on your ass.
Yeah, I know. You sent me the gift.
Yeah.
with the spray and the Bible.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, we all have our moments. Like,
yeah, mine just don't come out as often. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
So imagine a man.
So she had never seen, like, that side of me. I don't know. It was just a rough week. A guy's got it way worse.
Is input. Like, yeah. You having to deal with, like, women mood swings. How do you deal with that? Like, do you just, like, just give her space and just.
I think that's the best thing, right?
But sometimes we go looking for you guys because we know you're kind of, like, giving us our space.
I know. So we don't want it.
Yeah. women are so chaotic. We'll go looking for you to try to pick that, like, argument. Oh, and that's just me.
That's just you. No. I'm sure it's not just you. I don't try to argue. But I would, like, I want my guy to, like, leave me alone, but not leave me alone.
But you still need, like, an outlet to let it out? Huh? But you still kind of need an outlet to let it out?
I guess I don't know. I just
you want spattention. That's what they call spattention.
Yeah,
you want attention, but you want your space as well.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna say leave me the fuck alone, but don't actually leave me the fuck alone. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. It's either you want to be left the fuck alone or you don't want to be left the fuck alone.
I guess I really don't, but, like, I'm mad, so it just comes out.
Yeah, you know, all right. So you want to be left alone, but you want to be checked up on occasionally. Yeah. Like,
No.
Just sit there in silence? Like, not silence, but, like, watch, I don't know, I guess watch a movie or, like,
I don't know. Ideal because
situation.
Silence.
What's the ideal situation then?
Silence is tricky.
Kill him more.
Yeah, because silence will drive me nuts. Huh?
What's the ideal situation then?
I don't know. When I find it, I'll update y'all.
I don't know for
I don't know. I just, all right. I'm going to say leave me alone, but don't actually leave me alone.
So I think it's how Haiti said, like, just a quick checkup here and there. Like, yo, you want some coffee?
She said no.
But hey, but no, but like, they say no, but she means yes.
Whatever.
I'm so happy I was born a woman because as a man, I probably just would have been gay by now because I couldn't deal with this bullshit that we just be putting men through. It's hilarious.
Whatever.
I like attention. Like, and what I mean is attention is like space, but attention. Like, we could be in the same room, but we don't have to speak to one another. Like, yeah. You can just be doing your own thing. Like, I'm watching a movie, or we could watch the movie together, or you're on your phone and I'm just watching a movie or something. But we're in the same room, but we're not talking. I'm big on that.
We do that all the time.
We do it all the time, right?
We do it all the time.
Maybe you're my soulmate.
I told you. Yeah. We need to marry each other.
At this point, we Chuck and Larry in this bitch. And yo, that guys, ass. By the way, this is a Pride episode. If you don't already know. Yeah, you see the rainbow flags. Willie, as you know, Willie, you already know that he's
Willie
just
is Willie.
Ongoing, like,
and this
mascot
is
on here.
Sparkle. I sleep with Sparkle every single night. And she just happens to be rainbow. So she's here.
So she's
and
here.
Charmander's wearing a flag.
I don't know which. Oh, yeah, Charmander has a flag. Yeah, I was like, I don't know what Charmander's doing here, but
Charmander's just cute. And he's wearing a flag.
What does Charmander identify as, you know?
I don't know. It's he starts off as a boy and then he kind of switches to a girl.
Okay, so he's all right. So Charmander belongs here.
Yeah,
he belongs in this episode
because Charmander, when he's little, it's a boy. But then it evolves and it turns into Charizard, which is like,
I don't girl. Know the history of Pokemons.
Yeah, I know.
I used to watch it, but I'm don't super remember.
Nerd. In case you guys have not noticed, I am a super nerd.
Yeah, guys. So before we start the shits, again, make sure you like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. Ladies Pitch, you can find us on YouTube at Ladies Pitch, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, all that good shit. Just Google Ladies Pitch and you'll find the podcast there. Wherever, you know, listen to your podcast. Also, Lube Life. Every week, you guys already know we're partnering with Lube Life. Link in bio. If you guys want to slide and glide this summer, make sure you guys purchase some Lube Life. Use promo code PITCH10 and get 10% off your purchase. Guys, so I purchased this top just for this episode because it was giving very much lesbian. It's giving very much like... Ellen DeGeneres. Guys, let me know.
I actually got it my is. Shirt is like that too. It's David from Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
I love David. I love me some David. Ew, David. And it says, I like the wine, not the label.
I like the wine, not the label. Yeah. I've never watched Schitt's Creek.
It's fucking awesome. It's
great. You know what I did see? I saw the first episode of the show The Idol that The Weeknd is on, uh-huh. and Johnny Depp's daughter. I don't know her name, but it's whatever Depp. But it's his daughter.
Isn't it like Meadow or something?
I don't know. I don't know her name. But I liked it. It's the same creator of Euphoria. So it has like that, the aesthetics and the cinematography, just like Euphoria. Well, the colors is it's cool, and then The Weeknd. Oh my, you know I love The Weeknd. Like, yes, listen, yes. I can't fuck with you. I can't fuck with a guy if he doesn't fuck with The Weeknd, with The Office, or doesn't like candy corn. Like
candy corn.
Yes,
that's some fucking random candy corn.
Because a lot of people fucking Lexi calls it candy wax. Like,
I mean, it kind of is, but I still eat it. I like it.
Do you like candy corn?
I like it.
Do you like The Office?
I love The Office. Yeah.
And The Weeknd.
Fuck to The Weeknd, yeah.
Okay. He said, I can fuck to The Weeknd. Oh, I said, fuck with The Weeknd, man. That's even better. Shit, fuck it.
Her name is Lily Rose Depp.
Lily Rose Depp?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the show, it revolves around Lily Rose Depp. And she is like she's a rising star. And the show starts with her, I guess, coming back out after going through like a mental, you know, mm-hmm. breakdown or whatever, kind of like a Britney Spears thing. Mm-hmm. And she goes to this club. And she meets The Weeknd. The Weeknd is the club owner. So it's only one episode in, but I don't know. He's so, like, The Weeknd to me is very much like an enigma. Like, he's so mysterious, and he's just, like, down the show. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I love it.
Mysterious?
He is. You don't feel like he is? First of all, when The Weeknd first came out, no one knew what he looked like. Like, he released his music for free on SoundCloud, no one knew what the man looked like. They just loved his music, but nobody knew like what he actually looked
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I agree. At the beginning, definitely.
At the very beginning, yeah, sure. When he came out with like House of Balloons and all that shit, like, yeah, no one knew. So he has like that mysterious. You don't see The Weeknd do weekends interviews. Weeknd to Weeknd. You don't see The Weeknd do interviews like ever. He doesn't. Yeah, he remains like he wants that mysterious aura around him. People so, love that. Yeah, people love that shit.
I don't like him as a person. I love his music. We've had conversations like this before, yeah. About artists that we don't like. Like,
oh, but why don't you like him?
I don't know. It's just something. I just don't like him. I feel like he puts out great music. I fucking love your music, so. But I just feel like he's the type of person that ruins everything he touches.
He self-sabotages?
No, I think he ruins others.
What did he ruin for you?
You know what I mean? What did he ruin?
No, I'm just saying. You're asking me why I don't like him. That's the vibe that I get. I get that
vibe. But that's a very specific vibe. Like, I feel like that's an opinion you would base off of something that's like concrete type of evidence. Like, I don't like this person because they ruin people that they go about.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know. That's just, that's how I see it. Because, you know, like, he's so toxic in relationships.
I guess by the music. Is it?
No, it's not even so much the music. He just really is super toxic like in his relationships. And I just get that vibe. Like, I feel like he ruins everything he touches. Like, the one good thing is music.
Who? I don't know much about
who he dated.
Yeah,
he dated Selena Gomez. He dated Bella. for Bella like Hadid. On and off for Bella like Hadid. Mad long.
He went from Bella Hadid
to Selena.
Selena Gomez. But in all fairness, Selena Gomez dumped him to go back with Justin Bieber.
So he got back with Bella. And then
he got back with Bella. That was a toxic move right there.
Yo.
I don't know. I'm all lost of words. I'm like, I wouldn't be able to take an ex back after you've already had like a whole public relationship with someone else. And then
you want to come because back. I feel like the weekend with Selena Gomez was very off brand for both of them because it was very public, mm-hmm. which is ironic for two people who are so private.
He's super private.
Right.
That was one of the first, that was actually a line that he had in the song. What? Calling out my name that was supposedly about Selena Gomez that he was trying to say, like, I put you out there and I don't even do that shit. Like, I claimed you publicly. Mm. And, you know, I don't even do that. That's so upsetting. Like, I post you. That's when people act up the most, when you post them.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta stay private. Like, don't ever post them.
I did. I posted this guy. And a few weeks later, like, I was being in Chula. And
she was in love. Or in lust.
You made him feel special.
No, I wasn't in lust. I was in love.
I was in love?
Yeah, I was in love.
Oh, my.
And I posted this picture on my story, and I put, you're my favorite everything. And I don't know, like a few weeks later, maybe like a month or two later, I found out he had a girlfriend.
How long do you think, we're going to ask our male correspondent here for the episode. What do you feel about posting a person like that you're dating? I would assume that you wouldn't post somebody you're talking to. You would post somebody that you're dating or in a relationship.
Like once you know that, once it turns into something.
Yeah. How do you know like, yo, this is the right time, and how far into the relationship would you post someone?
Nowadays, I look at it like I'll post you when I'm ready to bring you around the family or show you to the family. You know?
So there's really no time frame from you. It's just like whatever the vibe is or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But even like, I think posting somebody is actually a little bit bigger than, you know, bringing them around the family. Because, no, now that I think about it, that's just like,
out there.
That's serious. Yeah, right.
To this day, that was the post that had like the most views or whatever on my story. Posting I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah.
You ever posted someone
and you know how many messages I got of people that were like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you that you found love again, whatever, whatever.
You ever posted someone and then had like your ex shorties hit you up like, word, that's what it is. That's what we doing now.
Listen, no, I posted this meme one time that said when I pop out with my whatever, like, don't start asking me like, oh, what happened, whatever. Because I mean, the fuck? I don't know.
Mind your business. Have you ever done that? Have you ever hit a shorty up once you see her post her man or some shit? Like, word, that's what it is.
Oh, hell no. I could never.
You don't send those future text messages?
Huh?
You don't send those future text messages?
Future text messages?
Rapper, no, the rapper Future.
Oh, toxic text messages.
Toxic text messages.
No,
I don't know. He doesn't really give me toxic.
No, I can't.
Nah, he's like so chill.
He has a beard. They're all toxic with a beard.
Well, I mean, and is well maintained and well groomed. Like, I don't trust y'all with good beard.
It's conditioned.
If you take care of your beard,
you are not to be trusted.
Right.
Why is your shit so soft? For the next bitch, fuck out of here.
For from.
I can't. Who the fuck is softening your beard when I'm not around?
Who's like, rubbing oil on your beard?
Who's rubbing oil? Who's putting her juices on your beard?
Word.
When I'm not around? Yeah.
That's crazy.
What's the most toxic text you've ever sent someone?
I texted for as long as I'm alive, you two will never be happy.
For as long as I'm alive, you two, and who are you? Who's the two people that will never be happy?
It was my husband and this girl he was having an affair with.
So you text both of them, was like, as long as I'm alive, you
two. I had a whole group chat with them niggas. And whenever I was pissed and I wanted to be petty and bitter, I would text them together and just say whatever the fuck I had to say.
Not in a group chat?
Them, yeah.
I would have named that shit.
Oh, I didn't had name a it. Picture. I mean, this was years ago. I don't think that they had you could name like group chats back then.
Nah, this was a while ago.
Was that after it ended or while it was still going on?
After what ended?
After the relationship. After
my relationship or theirs?
So you were still together with him?
Yeah, I was pregnant.
Ooh. Oh, so yeah, okay.
I was pregnant. I was big, like 7 months big when I found out. And then, you know.
How long after you found out did it keep going?
I honestly can't tell you. I don't know. I don't know.
She just knows that he was not.
Did you have the baby and it was still going?
Yeah.
And the baby.
Mm-hmm. And then we ended up separating because, like, he almost missed the baby's birth. This is my little one, my youngest.
Yeah. Why? Because he was with her?
Yeah, like.
Or just avoiding the bullshit, like.
I don't know. I mean, it's the birth of your kid.
Yeah, no, not bullshit, my bad. But, like, the responsibility.
I guess. I don't know. It was just very, like. I don't know. We went through a lot of shit. We went through a lot of shit. And we separated basically, like, right after the baby was born. And we were separated for like a year.
How'd that go?
It was very toxic. It was very toxic because I was so angry that he would give up, you know, like his family mm-hmm. for to this girl. And she was like 21, super young.
Diablo. Mm-hmm. How old is he?
He was, at the time, he was 37, maybe. Okay. Yeah. So, I was mad. And
so the toxicity came from you or him as well?
It came from both of us, but more from me.
Yours is, I think, except, you know.
It came more from me because, like, I was in this headspace that I had never been in before because I've never been a jealous person, ever, ever, ever.
I know. When I see you be jealous, it's like, I'm surprised because that's not like you.
It wasn't like one of my traits. I mean, I don't know. It might be now. Who knows? But what was I saying?
The toxicity.
Jealousy.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, we got to do this on a regular is because her train is stationed all the time.
Yo, facts. So, yeah. It was very, that separation was very toxic. At first, he was, like, still living in the house. And I used to, like, leave. I used to go on dates. And when I came back, he would be like, oh, you leave me here with the kids to go fuck. He's triggering me. Like, saying, you're pushing my
buttons.
He
knew how to push those buttons.
Yeah, he knew, like, which buttons to push every freaking time. Every time. Okay. When we got back together.
I hate those people that know you're, like, your triggers. The worst, bro.
When we got back together. He had to, like, kind of prove himself for, like, 2 years. I was kind of a bitch, and I was distant and, you know, like, because I didn't want to trust him and give him everything again and then just for him to, like, throw it away.
Nah.
Yo, I was, but.
Do we ever really forgive cheating, though? Like. I mean, feel like we women really don't ever forgive cheating. I feel like that's how we're like, you know.
We kind of just work through it.
I don't think I could.
I feel like time kind of just puts it in the back of your mind. But at any moment, you can just kind of, he fucks up and does anything. Like, he forgets to fucking bring milk home or something. And you're like, yeah, because you were thinking about that bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I wasn't like that. I wasn't like that.
Well, not you specifically, but just a lot of women are like that.
There's a lot of, like, little triggers that, yeah. That's what she would say, like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is that the triggers.
There's a lot of things.
The triggers are always going to be there. It's just a matter of, like.
That's what I'm saying. So we never really forgive the cheating. We just kind of just, like, deal with it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And we just move on. But at any moment, you're just like. Even if you don't express it, it's in the back of your mind. Like, if this person is taking long. Or let's just say, for example, his excuse was like he's working late, but you found out he was cheating. So now you stay together every time he's working late. Even if he is working late, you're thinking like, oh, is he with this other woman? Like, is he cheating?
That goes away I'll say that that goes away.
Oh no. That was my issue with my ex.
Yeah.
And yeah, the therapist said, because I got his couple's therapy, and the therapist said, you know, if either you're going to let this go or you're going to let it keep festering inside and say, you know, we move past it, but
you really have to bring it up.
So whenever I would like leave past 10 or 10:30 or I was out for like not many longer, bang, it might trigger. But if she called and I didn't pick up that first one, bang, bang, three more after that. Now I'm a little annoyed. I'm like, my nigga, let me, I might be doing something.
Yeah.
So, and then it was, you know, so it's, I think it's communication. And once you cheat, I think therapy is needed. Some type of therapy. Not just, I'm sorry, I forgive you, why'd you do it? It's like actual, like, because if not, any little thing is going to trigger you.
Yeah, because that's happened to me for sure. Like, and I've never caught my exes actually cheating, but there was just something there that just I felt was disrespectful to the relationship.
How do you know?
What do you mean? How do I know?
They cheated.
I don't know for sure, but it would be like a conversation I would see. I don't know if actual cheating, like physical cheating, was going on. But there would be conversations like there was interest in wanting to pursue some type of sexual relationship. Mm-hmm. So I would always catch it like in the beginning.
What was their excuse?
That's just talk, or that's just me talking, or whatever. And I'm like, but my toxic ass. One time, and this was my first relationship. My second relationship, I didn't have these problems with them. But my first one, I created a whole fucking MySpace. Okay? I'm going to give you my little toxic story. Oh. So I created a whole MySpace account, and I had a conversation with this man from another account that he thought it was like, you know, this other woman or whatever. And he was going to link up with her. Wow. Like, date and time type shit. Like, yeah.
The first catfish.
Oh. Yup. I created catfish. Nah. But yeah, he was like, oh yeah, meet me here, whatever, whatever, type shit. And I was like, yo, like, what the fuck? And then he was like, oh, I wasn't gonna go. He was the ultimate gaslighter. So somehow it always turned out to be my fault. Yeah. Which in reality was like, I did all of that and still stayed with him. So, I mean, kind of was my fault in some regard, but that would fester within me, like you said. Because any little thing, it would be like, oh, you're going to go see that bitch, or you're going to go see this bitch, or whatever. Because he had mad female friends. So whatever woman would be around him at the time, automatically in my head, I would correlate it with, like, they're going to fuck.
Damn, girl.
Yeah. And, yeah, that shit was, it was so fucking unhealthy and it's just so bad. But
it is, yeah.
It's really bad. Like you said, once cheating takes place, I think that therapy is needed. Because to me, the ultimate sorry or the best sorry is like change behavior. So,
you think once a cheater, always a cheater?
I'm in between. I'm in between. I feel like you learn how to cheat better.
Yeah, definitely.
When you get caught.
I think when you get caught and they stay with you, you learn how to cheat better.
Mm-hmm.
If you get caught and you lose it all, or you lose, then you learn a lesson. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, but even losing, even though you learned that lesson, that's there are guys out there that don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
doesn't stop them.
Niggas gonna be diggers all day.
Of course. niggas gonna nig. Yeah. I'm in between. I feel like there can be a specific person that you're with that you won't ever cheat on for whatever reason. Maybe that person, because I'm a believer in like different people bring out different versions of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel like you can really be with someone that brings out the best in you and you don't feel that need. Like you're not tempted to want to cheat, or like you're happy enough where like that person fulfills all the elements that you need to be happy in a relationship type shit.
So that goes to a follow up. Do you think people cheat because if there's a lack in the relationship, or you think people cheat? I don't know. Just because. Like my thing was always, man, guys like variety, you know, I gotta, you know, how can I be with just one? I need variety or some real dirtbag shit. But like, I mean,
it's human nature.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I mean, you grow older, it's like.
Is that really the reason why though? Like, have you ever cheated because you felt like you wanted variety or just the way your men are programmed?
I think when I was young, yeah, yeah. Like I met my kid's mom, we were together 15 years. So, like, before I was 20, 21, yeah, I think it was, I wasn't ready to settle down. So I was like in these empty relationships that I really wasn't giving it everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm trying to find more and, you know, explore. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't because you were necessarily missing anything, like something that she wasn't fulfilling. That wasn't the reason.
I don't think so.
No. I think for men and women are different. Like, what's the reason why you've cheated in the past? Mm-hmm. So what was your reason? If you're willing to share.
I don't know. It was just, I don't know. I guess it was in a way kind of situational. I think it was just like situational. Now though, I don't think that I could, just because like I've learned how to just be single and be free and whatever. Yeah. So now I wouldn't really even stand for it. Like I would just, if I wanted to be with somebody else, then I would just pursue somebody else.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree with you. So. I don't feel like I have the energy to even
it's like, a lot of work sneak around. Like, nah, I'm good.
It's a lot of work to cheat. The lying, the like covering up.
I can't lie to save my life. Like, there's just I don't have the energy.
The manipulation that takes place, the gaslighting,
and all for what? Like.
Right, because it's like, what are you really even getting out of it?
There's got to be something that's missing, and. With my kid's mom, it was a communication and all that. So with her, that's why I cheated.
But yeah, communication is big.
Yeah, communication is a big deal.
Definitely big. Like, yeah.
A lot of people don't get that, though. A lot of people don't understand that. But I also feel like maybe because they haven't had the opportunity to be put in that type of situation where they had to.
We're not raised with that. We're communicating, and you know,
right? I know, and that's we're another very big much thing. On,
like, just do what I say.
You just deal right. with it, man. Grow up, you know. Like, why are you acting like a baby? You know, like being a punk.
I know
our cultures. You know, Hispanic. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, yeah, and in the Latino households, like we're very much raised with like having to tolerate a man's shit.
Yeah, the women to basically deal with anything and everything.
Very
and
traditional
the
views.
Boys are like meant to be boys, like real tough boys. Mm-hmm. They can't be soft and whatever. I don't know. It's stupid.
Okay, so enough about cheating. This might be triggering for some people.
I know. We talked a lot about that now.
We just like delved into like a whole cheating thing, but it was some good feedback behind that. All right, so given that June is Pride Month and Pride Day takes place June 28th, we're going to educate some of our viewers as to the meaning behind Pride. So the LGBT Pride, also known as Gay Pride or just simply Pride, is a promotion of self-affirmation, dignity, equality, and increased visibility of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people as a social group. Have you ever attended Pride, a Pride parade? I've never been. No. I've wanted to, though.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go, but I've never been. I think we're old enough that we could just go now.
We can.
But then I don't know. It's just the crowds. I hate crowds.
Yeah, me too. That's why I've never like really gone to like the Puerto Rican Day Parade or the festival. I've only gone like twice. It's because I don't like large crowds.
New York is just the worst. Now.
I have low-key anxiety. Like I'm just in New York City, large crowds always equal like something.
Somebody getting stabbed. Somebody's getting shot. Yeah. Somebody's getting trampled, like touched inappropriately. Like it's just, you can't get away from it.
It's a
There's
fact.
A chance that at least two of those things is going to happen at the same event.
Alcohol and large groups do not go well together, especially with like Puerto Ricans all in one place. Like, no, bro, I can't.
I don't know. I feel like with the Puerto Ricans, it's more, it's not even so much the alcohol. I think it's the coke.
That too. Hey, wait a minute. I would not allow Puerto Rican slander.
I'm not slandering anybody.
It's a fact, though. She ain't lying. It's a fact. Like, if I want to see that type of chaos, like, I'll just fucking go to a family function. Like, I don't need to.
Facts.
Right. Damn. Like, well, back, not anymore. God forbid I mention something about my family. Then I get a text message, like, bitch, you mentioning the family in the podcast? Anyway, Back in the day, a long time ago, that type of chaos took place. Yeah, anyway. So, that segues into Mr. Elliot Page, formerly known as
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page. She recently did an interview where she revealed that she was having a relationship.
Mm. She wrote a book. She released a memoir about like her experiences and her transition and all of that stuff. It's called Page Boy.
Page Boy. I'm interested in reading it now.
Yeah.
I like autobiographies.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she revealed that she was having a secret relationship with her with Juno co-star.
Olivia Thirlby.
I hope I'm saying it correctly, but whatever. The one that plays her best friend in the movie. If you guys seen the movie Juno,
you should.
Which, yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah, she plays her best friend, and she was having a relationship with her while filming the movie Juno.
So I feel like that's fine. You do whatever you need to do or whatever you want. But it's been so many years since Juno. That is almost like, why are you talking about it now?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of people just putting that type of information out there.
Right, like years later, oh yeah, I know so-and-so, I fucked them. Like, what?
Yeah, what's the point?
What's the point of that? Ten years later, somebody that you don't know anymore or see anymore.
Yeah, and there's
it's freaking pointless.
I mean, we don't know if she still has a relationship with her, like a friendly platonic relationship with her, right? We don't know. I would assume that if she mentioned that in her memoir that she had some type of like okay before putting that, but not all the time. Because sometimes they don't even.
That you're thinking that she kind of asked for consent.
Yeah.
You know, when I started writing my book, I was writing about the guy that I was talking about with the girlfriend. And I texted him and I was like, listen, I'm putting you in my book. Do I have your consent? Like, I need to know. Like, I don't need you suing me later on.
Afterwards, like, what are you suing me for? The pelo de la crica? Like,
anything. What did you need his consent for? Did you use his name?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Okay.
You use his real name?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Yeah, you definitely have to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just like a first name and it's like the most common name in the world, but.
Still, just to play it safe, cover your ass.
Mm-hmm. Right, so I was like, yo, yeah.
But I would like to assume, because sometimes people do, they release memoirs and they don't have, like, for example. For example, these chicks that release, like, these memoirs or whatever, these books, speaking about, like, fucking celebrities and shit like that.
Yeah.
They don't have.
Have you ever watched Molly's Game?
No.
The movie with Jessica Chastain?
Okay, I don't even know who Jessica Chastain is.
All right, first of all, I love you. I think you're fucking awesome. I think you're hot, and I love you. I you're my girl.
Lesbian! No.
I love her so much. So there's this movie. It's called Molly's Game, and it's based on a true story of this girl that used to run, like, those underground, like, casinos or whatever. And she talked about her experience because hers was like elite. So it was celebrities, movie stars, like rich people, famous people. And I don't think that she named anybody until like she started doing interviews. In the movie, they don't say names. Mm-hmm. It's just, she gives them like nicknames. Oh, see, look at that. We go back to the nicknames. Oh my God, we're totally going to watch that tonight. That movie is so good. It is so good. Yeah.
I like how Iz is looking it up and fact-checking her asses. I love it.
So Idris Elba is her lawyer in the movie.
I love me some Idris.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, eventually, like they arrest her. Mm-hmm. And some of her clients testified against her.
It's got a lot of big names.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
That was like some Heidi Fleisch shit.
And I am going to say this, and I don't know if this is right or not. I mean, not that it's correct information. I just don't know that I can say it. Why? But if anything, you can edit it out later on.
Whisper it in my ear.
No. So one of her, her biggest client was Tobey Maguire.
Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire. And when after, like, I found out who that was, like, who it was when I watched, because this is really fucked up. He's a fucking douchebag. He is such who's his BFF? Douche.
Tobey Maguire. Is it Leonardo DiCaprio?
I don't know.
I think his, Tobey Maguire's, yeah. Tobey
after Maguire's. After Great Gatsby?
Yeah, I think they're really, like, good friends. They're, like, yeah. BFFs.
Well, he's a total fucking dick. He's an asshole.
Oh, wow. I want to watch the movie now.
Yo, it's mad good. So good. He's obviously not in it, but.
Yeah.
You know who plays him?
The reference.
The guy from Superbad.
Jonah Hill?
Not that one. The other
Michael
one.
Michael Cera.
Yes.
Oh, Michael Cera. Okay.
Yeah. He plays him. Yo, we're totally going to watch that. So good.
We'll watch all right. It after we finish recording. So Elliot Page. So Elliot Page, again, mentions her co-star. That she was having a relationship with her while filming the movie. I don't know. I guess when you release a memoir, right, because she went to such a, like, major transformation in her life, mm-hmm. Transforming from
I think just to because male. She's so, like, she's famous, you know? Right, she's a big saying, star.
Like, releasing
so
a memoir like is the, part of, like, releasing the journey yeah, of what you've gone
right,
through.
Because you've kind of, you're so much in the public eye that it's just like, I mean, I guess technically they don't have to. But I think that they do it for, like, whoever is following them, like, loyally since whenever they came out.
Of course, mm-hmm. Because a lot of celebrities, you know, they have this platform where they feel the need to be responsible and hold their platform responsible for whatever, you know, they put out there as far right. as, like, you know, interviews or whatever they say. They don't know who's watching, you know, who would take their words and be inspired by them. Or so because she's gone through, like, this journey of transforming from female to male, now she's a transgender man. He is a transgender man, excuse me. You know, there's plenty of people going through the same thing, the same feelings, the same emotions, the right. same journey. So this is, I guess, is meant to be an inspiration to those.
Yeah, like reassurance specific people. That it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough. He had also expressed a few weeks ago. I don't know if he mentioned this in his memoir, but he said, like, I guess when he was transitioning, he had a director. He didn't specify which director. Say that, you know, he would fuck him straight. That's and this is a trigger warning for some people because yeah. I know this is kind of like sensitive, but I guess he was.
That's terrible.
I don't know if he was like auditioning for a role, but a director told him, like, let me fuck you. I'll fuck you straight. That's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That my is money wild. Is on Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Creep ass motherfucker. That's it. I'm putting
I
everything
hope it's not
on
Nolan.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's weird. Ask for my consent before you put me in any book, any shit on your show.
Like, I'm not asking you shit.
Ask for my motherfucking consent. Like, don't you be putting me in shit. I'm talking shit. I don't be asking my exes for any consent before I talk shit about them on here.
So I looked it up and I don't think you need permission.
Don't need permission?
I don't think you need permission.
I love how you're just looking it all up.
This is our fact checker.
I know. I love it.
But
we're going to have you here
seeking,
every week.
Yeah, seeking permission to write about someone in a book is an unwritten rule, but there's a rationale for why this practice is necessary. And then it goes into the details. So you don't need to. It's just polite, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess if you write too much.
Like I'm if it's thinking, negative.
I'm thinking that if you write too much, it might be like, it might lead to like defamation of character yeah. if you say negative stuff.
Yeah,
but like,
what if it's true? Like, is it defamation of character if the shit that true? I'm saying about you is true? Like, if I say you're a fucking dick infested ass, like,
wow,
STD dick infested ass motherfucker. Like, if I'm right,
if you have the,
is
if
that a defamation
proof,
of character?
I don't think so, right? Because I think it depends.
Yes,
on the
my
context.
Charge. That's my proof.
Exactly. I don't think so. Because if you have the proof, and I mean.
Right.
It depends on the context, right?
Like, so don't come for me if you really are fucking
STD
infected. STD infected ass motherfucker. Like,
don't come in nowhere near me.
Don't come for me like that. Uh-uh. That's the truth. I think you can. I don't know. I think you can though. Like,
I don't know. We'll see.
For anything.
You can sue for anything.
Yeah.
Don't talk about me. Really good. Don't talk about me.
Don't even allow me to get the inkling that shit is about me. Cause I am a fucking great actress. I'm a non-Oscar award-winning actress. Like I will act like pain and suffering to my soul. Like, and you can sue for that shit. Emotional distress. Remember the thing that so long ago when we was on the 25 and over podcast when they were like, "Oh, would you sue your ex?
Oh,
if
yeah,
things didn't work out like over emotional distress." Like, that's bro, insane. People are suing their exes because shit didn't work out.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
That's wild. Yeah. I don't know, dudes. I just don't know. But I don't know, Elliot. I guess just keep doing your thing. Is Umbrella Academy coming back?
Huh?
Is Umbrella Academy coming back?
I don't know. I don't even know that show.
Not too sure. The second season came out, but I'm not too sure about the third.
I haven't seen it. Oh, I wonder if it's coming back out. I love that show. He's on there.
I have a very like random question. So do you enjoy like getting like your nipples licked and sucked during sex?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Does it do something for you? Like, does it feel good or you just like the...
Yeah, it does feel
good. The visuals of like her being extra freaky and licking your nipple.
I can't say I like the visual, like looking down and watching a woman suckle on my nipples. But it does feel good. It does feel good.
I don't know why I just had a visual in my head. Like everybody is nipple lick. Like,
but no, yeah. Like, it's still sexy. Hell yeah. Cause
yeah.
Because it's not like, you know.
Do you saw how like lick down there?
You're not down there like that, you know?
That's like on the teeth.
There's some tongue and rib licking and all that.
Rib licking? Yo, licking I'm and all done that. With him. Yeah, I can't.
But yeah, it feels good.
Okay.
I'm assuming it feels good. Right?
No. So I asked that question on my story as a poll, and a lot of guys were like, no.
That they don't like their nipples? Yeah,
the majority said no.
Really?
Men don't know what they like until they have it done. Like,
how many niggas were actually honest?
Well, yeah, I guess that's true, too.
They didn't feel like it was a safe space. Yeah. They were like, I don't know. And then a lot of times, like, men don't know what they like until they actually have it done.
True.
So it's kind of like the whole, like, ass
before,
eating.
Yeah, they knock it before shit, they try
like,
it.
I know, but they're also not very, like oh, open-minded because that would be considered gay.
That's whack.
That's stupid.
I feel like I saw a question and I was gonna pose it on here. Like, what is the one thing that men should be open-minded to? And I feel like that's, like...
Ass play?
Not so much ass play, but definitely, like, ass eating.
Yeah.
Because you guys, G-spot is in your ass. So it's like God placed it there for a reason. For the woman to play with it.
Well, I don't know. Talk to a Catholic priest. They might think differently.
Oh, whatever. We're not talking to y'all. And if y'all watching this podcast, then y'all got bigger issues than just ass play.
They watching it, this shit.
Right.
They shouldn't mind it. They made it this far.
So, oh god, I know that there was a like a list going on Reddit mm-hmm. about questions that women were asking men, mm-hmm. like things that they've always wanted to know, and they we should go through that list.
I was gonna say like a nipple orgasm. I don't know if men can have them, but women can have them. Did you know that nipple orgasm? Have you ever given one nipple orgasm?
Off the top, no.
He's like. There we go. So we can have a nipple orgasm, which
but
means
like,
that.
But, like, is that without touching? Like, just, without just nipple touching, play without touching the clit?
Without touching, no. Mm. The genitalia, whatever they call it. Sorry, guys. It's the tequila. It's not allowing me to properly say things. But, yeah, without touching.
Spanish.
Uh-huh.
How do you say genitalia in Spanish?
Genitalia. I don't know. Am I right?
I don't know.
I think it's the same. It's the same word. It's just pronounced differently because the G is a J.
So, yeah, nipple orgasms is a real thing. It's part of the 14 erogenous zones for women.
Well, I can confidently say I've never had one.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to name all 14, though, and we'll see, like, if we've ever had. All right, so brain.
Intelligence
the
is
brain.
Sexy as hell.
I guess sapiosexual.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Dirty
no,
talk.
Are these no? Okay. All right, that's dirty what I talk. Was thinking.
So dirty talk will fall under the category of like brain, erogenous zone.
Can you
touch
yourself
zone.
In any of these? Or is this just like, I'm staying, like we on the phone, you talking, and
no,
all of a sudden it's like.
I think it's just in general.
None of them has to do with touching. Right. It's just an erogenous. Well, no, I'm lying. Because number two is scalp. So the scalp is considered an erogenous right. zone. I like that. Yeah. So rubbing on the scalp. I have to agree.
That does feel good though.
Yeah, like, it does.
Feels, especially with your nails. Like that feels amazing.
Yeah, I love that shit too. Yeah. It doesn't hit the same when you try to do it yourself.
Nah, not at all.
No,
at all.
It doesn't.
Like rubbing your own temple.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Right there. Mm-hmm. So lips is another one. Number three is lips. Lips is considered an erogenous zone. Ears. Yeah. Oh my God. Yo, for sure, ears.
Yeah, for me too. You know what's crazy? That I saw somebody posted that question on Twitter and everybody, and well, not everybody, but a lot of people were like, ew, like, no, like.
No?
Yeah. And I was like, yo, what?
I had a guy a long time ago make out with my fucking ear.
It's amazing. Do that more.
Yo, like tongue in the ear and everything. Yeah, like, yeah, yo, that right? That yeah. Shit felt so good. So definitely for me, my ear is definitely an erogenous zone. Like the neck. Mm. See, the neck, not for me here though. It has to be like back here. Like the back of the neck.
Like the side. I like the sides.
Yeah, yeah. Like the sides like going towards the ear.
Yeah. Ear. Like that whole.
My big ass ear. Like. Yeah. For men too. Men like that shit too. Breasts is another erogenous zone. Mm-hmm. So work your way from the outside in, and once you get to the nipples, use the fingertips to swirl circles around it. Ooh. The wrist.
Really?
Oh, word.
The wrist. I don't know.
That's new. What would you do?
Yeah, I don't know. What? Yeah.
Yeah, it says here, make sure to find the pulse and kiss there.
Make sure you're alive still.
It's giving medic. Like,
it's giving like you have to be a doctor for that one.
It's giving doctor role play, doctor nurse role play, doctor patient or some shit. It says here, try to stay for longer than necessary and show her how even in the way blood pumps through her veins, you love it. Okay. Oh, the damn. Inner thighs.
Yeah.
I can see that. They always say like, you know, to tease the woman, like kiss everywhere around.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
That's what I like doing.
Yeah, around that before actually diving in that motherfucker. All right, the feet.
Mm-hmm. I came once from that.
Wait, what do you mean?
I came once from somebody sucking on my toes.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
While fucking?
No,
we weren't fucking.
Sucking on your toes?
Yes, we were fully dressed.
Talk about put your foot in your mouth.
Rewind. He said, "Talk about put your foot in your mouth."
You
know we need a story behind that.
It was somebody I worked with a million years ago, and I don't know, we were in his office,
right?
Office.
He asked you like does he have a foot fetish or something? Yeah. Or
no.
So, but how did that come about? I don't know.
Did you say that your feet were hurting? And then he said,
well, no, none of that. None of that. It just happened. Come
on. That shit
just happened.
No, that it really, I mean, it just happened. Like, yeah, we were working together and we were in his office. It was just me and him in his office.
Making out and getting fingered just happened.
How did you end up with no shoes in his office?
And your toes in his mouth.
I think I had sandals on.
Sandals, okay. And what made you slip them off?
I don't remember. That was mad long ago. It was like 20 years
she
ago.
She brings it up and cancel the story behind it.
That was a lifetime ago. Yeah, I don't remember how it.
She's like, it just happened. I'm like, no, toe sucking is not one of those things that just happened.
We used to talk.
Especially you came from it. That's kind of memorable.
Yeah.
It is memorable.
And clearly but not. I don't
remember. Not enough.
Well, the experience was, not the conversation.
What led up to it? Damn it. We want to know.
I'm sorry. I can't tell you the full story because I don't remember it. I just remember that it happened.
Back to the list. Okay, so this one I totally agree with. The back is an erogenous zone.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, it would be
it's
like.
A big one.
Yeah, so.
I've come from that, too.
Yeah.
I like the dip, the little spine dip.
Yeah.
And like the bottom. Like, I mean, and when I say this, I'm talking
about.
He said
the tailbone.
Like, when I'm kissing a woman, like, you know what I mean? Like, right at the top of the crack. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that. I mean,
on top of the crack.
Yeah.
The back, yeah. So I used to have my ex, like, one of my things that I used to love is biting my back. Mm. So I would be like, oh, like, it was so weird. I was just like random.
Like nibble you bite on your back?
No, yeah. I mean like
while he's hitting
bites.
It from the back? Or just, no, just like foreplay?
Like as foreplay. Okay. I would be like, if he would kiss my back, I would be like, bite it.
Yeah, nibble, yeah.
Yeah. Why no, I would be like, bite that shit.
Mark?
Not so much biting, but. Yeah. Like that. David used to do that. My husband, he used to like my back was a thing. Like that's how he always got me.
Scratch and biting.
He would just like start kissing like back here.
Oh, okay.
And then he would just like work his way down. And then he would like lick and.
We're giving you guys look at times. We teaching you guys a little science. So the vulva is number 11, the erogenous zone. Of course. Yeah. So the vulva.
That's 11.
The clit, it's number 12. Erogenous zone. Number 13, the butt cheeks.
Oh, butt cheeks. I like
yeah. He's like, I like that.
I like butt cheeks. No, we can keep going.
We like butt cheeks too. We like butt cheeks on here. The anus. If you can eat out the pussy, then you most certainly can eat out the anus.
Of course.
The nerve endings. I guess the nerve endings, all the nerve endings in the anus make it an erogenous zone. Yeah, those were the 14 erogenous zones as per honeyplaybox.com. I like the name of that website, Honey Playbox.
Any other places y'all could think of that weren't mentioned? That
I did hear someone say before that the back of the knees turns her on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The back of the knees. Yeah.
I like that.
That's such a random place.
That is.
It doesn't get enough.
But you know what? I like when like you like kind of just caress.
Caress your thighs.
Everything turns me on, okay?
Anything can, yeah. Has anybody ever kissed
my entire body is an erogenous zone.
If it's got skin. Yes,
for real.
Yo, my entire body is an erogenous zone. You touch anything the right way, man, listen. But, yeah, no, I, like, if you just, like, kind of, like, caress like that anywhere, really, it just, I get wet like that.
Okay. It's already giving out the blueprint.
Especially if you're feeling the person.
The blueprint?
The blueprint. It's like, I'm in a walking erogenous zone.
Yo, I really am.
I am. What about you? Like, what would you say is like?
For me?
Yeah. A place for you that if a woman touches you or kisses you there, that's it. It's over.
My chest and stomach, you know, and my neck. Yeah.
Getting touched or like her kissing your chest?
Yeah, both. But like she said, anywhere, shoot. I'm a shoot.
Two peas in a pot.
I don't think niggas get enough attention like that. So, you know, like I take anywhere, put your tongue wherever.
It takes a special type of like, I guess, dudes to bring that out as well, or woman. Well, I for me, like when you really started fucking as a woman or having sex. I wouldn't particularly like kiss a man's chest or anything like that. Like you kiss and then you get into the sex.
Yeah.
Type shit, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then as you get older and more experienced, you kind of like learn to
explore more. And it's like,
explore, yeah.
Like shit, when I first started, I get you right now, I'm licking you all over underneath your titties and all that. Before I wasn't doing
titty
that,
sweat.
I mean? Yeah, all that song. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know what I mean? But yeah, you just explore, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
You're like, okay.
The more comfort I think you build up with people too.
Yeah.
Like it really depends on the partner. It really
does. Because you can get that partner it's just bland. Like it's so vanilla. Bro, you will never get a text back from me with some shit like that. Like,
I don't know. I turned vanilla into Rocky Road, okay? I take credit for that.
Yeah, but there's just some men that won't even kiss during sex. They don't like kissing or they don't want to kiss you after they go down on you.
Yeah,
or they
so
I never get that. I never got that.
What?
Not kissing somebody after.
Yeah, then that's so stupid.
Like, or after like, you go down on them, they don't want to kiss you. Like, my man is yours.
Yeah, if you can't. Yeah. How you expect me to eat you if you can't even eat you, you know, like it's
right,
crazy. Like if you don't want to taste yourself, why do I gotta taste you? Mm-hmm. Get out of here. Come here, suck mine and then kiss me after.
give
me some spit.
Listen,
too.
If you don't have an open mind,
but it happens. Like there are men that would be like, ew, no. They could just be talking shit, right? Because then when you get a man in the bedroom, you get him so turned on and he's just doing
Whatever you say.
He becomes your sex slave and he's just doing whatever.
I love that moment, whole sex slave thing.
Yeah, in that moment he's not gonna like be like, oh, that's gay, I don't wanna do that. Whatever. But I don't know. I'm not with it. If you don't make out during sex,
We don't want you.
We ain't for you.
Right.
If you don't want to kiss after we go down on you, we ain't for you. No.
Yeah.
I'm good off that. So are we going to Pride Parade this year? Is there one out here in Connecticut? I think I asked you that, but.
I don't know if there is one here in Connecticut.
I've never been.
I've never been, but I would imagine that if there is one here in Connecticut, it'll be a lot smaller than the one in New York.
So if we find one,
we're going to that one.
No, yeah, for sure. I think I'm more comfortable attending like the smaller ones because you know, the large crowds is just, doesn't appeal to me. I don't want to do it. I'm good with doing the whole, or even like the Pride after parade parties they have in the bar or something like that. Like I'm cool with doing that.
All right, so I went to Pride in New York last year.
Take it away.
It was cool. Yeah, yeah. New Haven, New York? Black Pride. Yeah. I went with my daughter.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. I went with my daughter and her mom. It was super dope. I took my son. That little nigga was like, whoa. That was a lot to take in.
I would imagine.
That was a lot.
It's so much fun, though.
Like, for adults, yeah. For a 9-year-old, I was like, wow.
Oh, okay.
Damn, little buddy, I'm sorry. Let's go to PacSun. Let's go get you some shit real quick.
Take you to Home Depot now.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go buy some tools.
Let's go buy some tools. You need a hammer.
I'm gonna get this nigga a hammer.
You gotta put a hammer in your hand now.
No. It was a lot for me. But it was cool. Today, June 11th, New Haven Black Pride. What, today? Today's 11th.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's the 10th.
Okay. So tomorrow's the
11th. Tomorrow. So yeah, tomorrow's Sunday, June, New Haven Black Pride, Hamden Pride, and then North Haven Pride is June 17th.
Yeah, we definitely have the 10 windows. And we have to make sure that we bring our lube life.
Facts.
Because I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
It'll be perfect to try to sell some lube life at the parade. So
there you go.
Let's see.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Imagine, like, oh well, you know what we need? We need like more samples.
We do.
Then we could have given them out.
We could have sampled.
With a sticker that has like at Ladies Pitch and use the promo code Pitch10. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yo, Lube Life.
Yeah, make sure you guys purchase some Lube Life, man. As always, make sure you guys post, give your review. It can be anonymous. You don't have to show your face. You don't have to show anything. Just tell us.
Tell us if you like it. I want to know. I really want to know because I love this shit. So I want to know.
And as for Dory, it can be used as a massage oil.
Yes, it's been used as a massage oil. Yeah. I mean, granted, it was on my ass.
Still used as a massage oil. And make sure you guys, again, purchase the tickets. Live show for the 25 and over podcast. Ladies Pitch and Who Hurt You Bro will be opening act for the live show Thursday, June 29th at City Winery NYC. Link is in bio. Make sure you guys purchase your tickets. We will be there. It's going to be a blast. It's our first ever live show. We're super excited.
We really are.
Yeah, we really, really are excited. So make sure you guys purchase those tickets. Anything else, Dory?
We solved the mystery of the flowers. Did I say that already?
You did not.
We solved the mystery of the flowers. And I am not going to say his name, but I am going to say that Kevin was right. And Kev, we missed you this week. It's weird. Like, you made such an impact.
We really did. We're like, Kevin, when are we hanging out with you again?
Like, right. Like, what is this? We're groupies. No.
No. Don't get gas. No, all right, all right, Kevin. Right. Shout out to Kevin, though. He'll be on a future episode real soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, so he was right about the flowers. And thank you, because I love them. And I loved getting them because they were unexpected. And I love flowers.
Beautiful. They were beautiful flowers.
Yeah, so thank you, my friend.
And our anonymous guest is?
Any final words?
Thank you.
Thank you for being our fact checker. You were dope.
Yeah, for real.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Appreciate y'all.
Did we take care of you for your first time?
We eased it.
We made you comfortable.
We popped his cherry.
We popped your cherry. I love popping cherries on this podcast. So guys, make sure that you like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. Again, Ladies Pitch. You can find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. Our YouTube handle at Ladies Pitch. Make sure you guys subscribe, share, review the podcast, all streaming platforms. Show love, show love, show love. I'm hoping that soon we're gonna try to like put together, I guess, like a getaway, a giveaway.
Jesus. I'm like, a getaway? What kind of getaway we planning?
We're robbing a bank.
It's an orgy, nah.
We're going to be planning a giveaway for, you know, one of our viewers, our listeners. Details coming soon. Hopefully it'll be Lube Life related, but yeah. Mm. So we're going to sign it off like this. This is your girl, Haiti Baby, your favorite mommy, signing out.
And your girl, Dory. See you guys next time.
Peace.